Could anybody give it a decent previously on?
Previously on a Pint of Cthulhu Fallout.
There you go.
I hope Josh. You. I hope you.
Have... Josh is banned from doing previously ons.
That took 2 seconds.
Just to use James. Your natural Canadian accent, mate. Easier.
Previously on a Pint of Cthulhu.
James, do you think you could give us a good previously on based on what just happened?
Based on what's just happened, I think I could do that.
Excellent, fantastic. All right. I'm going to count you down and just start by saying previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout and then give us a description of what happened, okay?
I can do that.
Excellent. 3, 2, 1.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, the group has made their way down a mysterious elevator, finding an exact replica of the town, including the people, and everything's the same. The only difference is, before them stands a mysterious, balding man in a scientist's outfit, who introduced himself as Dr. McMorning, and proceeded to explain to the group what's been going on down here, answering a few questions along the way. In short, what's been happening is, in his mind, he's making a better tomorrow, a better future for the Wasteland. He's improving the people. He's given them stronger bodies so that they can resist the hardships of this new, terrible world. He's trying to make things better, in his mind at least. The party seems to have split opinions on this. Mr. Medman is all for it. In fact, he's about to begin the process of becoming a synth himself. Although, other members of the group are not so keen. And the doctor now finds a rifle pointed at him, I believe.
Max, you've got the rifle raised. What's happening?
Alright, listen here, weirdo. I don't like what the fuck you're doing, and you're going to stop.
Okay, then Mr. Medman is going to interject himself between the rifle and the doctor and say,
no, he is making me better. Why are you causing conflict?
He is doing this without people's consent. This just seems a little weird.
I have given him my consent. I want to be a synth.
You're stopping him the one time he's actually doing it right.
Well, I mean, we can always come to some agreement. If the morality of this is causing you distress, maybe I could see about doing things a different way in the future.
I would come to an agreement on that, because this is just a little weird. Do Mr. Medbot, and then we'll talk.
Excellent. That's a good midpoint, I think, yes. We'll continue with the procedure, and then we'll revisit your discrepancies. Is that agreeable?
Agreed. And we shake hands.
Excellent. Right. Let's begin.
Alright, so the chief scientist takes Mr. Medman into a pod next to his own carbon copy, or his own slightly improved copy as he would see it. He fiddles around with some buttons, all that sort of stuff, and the chief scientist actually has a character sheet here, so I'm going to do a quick intelligence check on him. Oh, let's get him doing some rolls.
And he gets a critical.
Yeah. Everything blows up. Place catches fire.
Luckily, this guy's got some fairly decent stats when it comes to intelligence. So, he does a quick science roll with a target of 12. He hits 10. He pressed all the right buttons. And some dials start whirring. Some lights start flashing. Lots of different noises, very unnerving to the audience who don't know any better. But he is undeterred. He keeps on wandering about the room very quickly, very deftly. Pressing these buttons like he knows exactly what he's doing, like he's done it a number of times already. And Mr. Medman's body just falls flat.
What happened to Tin Can?
Oh, don't worry, this is all part of the process. Perfectly normal.
Don't make me raise my gun back up.
No need for that, no need for violence. This is delicate equipment.
If you shoot him now, we probably can't get Medman back on his own.
That's why I'm waiting for him to get Medman back, and then this guy's off, and then I have a plan.
God.
I had a plan before this chaos started, but we'll see where he just goes.
Oh, message me, Discord me, and...
just like Max Powers and Winnigan Bogey. Like, oh, well, yes, Discord me, message me.
Yeah, Mr. Medman and Winnigan don't have a Discord server between them, Jesus.
Yeah, so I assume the chief scientist continues his sciencing.
Yeah, chief scientist continues his sciencing in that case. Presses a few more buttons, lots of things going on, everybody's watching. Let me just see if I can get another check going for him. Want to see if I can give you any sort of debuffs or buffs or anything. No, he keeps on being successful, so this is quite an intelligent chief scientist. All of these rolls are being successful. He's rolled 12 twice in a row. So yeah, you know what? We're going to just go ahead and say that the operation was a success. There's a few very unnerving moments. In fact, around about 2 minutes worth of download speed where Max Power's rifle is pointed at the face of this poor scientist. But suddenly, a crackle above the copy of the scientist. Some lights flash, the pod opens up, and out steps Mr. Medman.
I'm alive! Sorry, I had to.
It's alive!
I'm going to do this differently. So I'm going to wake up slowly. My eyes slowly crack open. And it's strange because I'm in a different part of the room. And my first words coming out of my mouth are going to be, "Did it work?"
Oh, it worked perfectly, my friend. You're beautiful.
Describe to us what happened. What has changed?
Okay, so I'm then going to take my first step. By the way, I'm completely and utterly butt naked. So, enjoy that. I'm going to take my first step and say, this is interesting. I've never walked before.
Since everyone else's clothes are clothed, I'm going to assume that he did not start off butt naked and just started stripping their
pants. Either that or scientists have
Medman has never worn clothes before. He does not like it. He is colony in the wasteland.
Hey, if he fucks himself, is it masturbation or incest? Anyway, continue. Just kidding.
That's great.
So, Mr. Medman, how do you feel?
I feel real. I don't feel like a machine at all.
Exactly.
I got no strings to put me down.
Exactly. It's the next step in human evolution.
He not human, though, he robot.
Can I get a quick team huddle?
I think I need to put some clothes on. I've never had clothes before. These selections are endless.
Let's get Mr. Medman, some clothes. And I believe with Wendy that we need to have a group huddle.
Group huddle? Okay.
All right, now while they're deciding what they're doing for their group huddle, let me just explain a couple of differences between Mr. Medman's body and his new body in regards to statistics. So, so he's actually found himself an increase in intelligence.
Oh, wow.
Because he's now got this nice new synth brain. It's resulted in a better score for energy weapons.
Okay, Joker, I'll let Matt or you guys do this.
A better score for science, but a slightly worse score for medicine and speech. Now, I'll go over the specifics with Carmen myself, but there's going to be some benefits and a couple of trade-offs. But you're also getting a better initiative score and a slightly higher max HP.
Should we change this all now on my sheet, or should we do this after episode? I don't mind.
Don't worry about it just now. We'll change this. I'll talk you through the changes once we get a chance, but Yeah, so you've got your nice new human-shaped robot body.
Question. This is funny. Do I actually have genitals, yes or no?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Does he have quite small
scent replica of a human?
The scientist is
no
packing.
Vibrate feature anymore, though.
You know, it's the important thing. You've got to make sure it all works.
Please tell me it's small and crooked and doesn't work.
Why is it bent like
that? Oh, no, no, even worse. Like uncomfortably large.
Yeah.
Like makes, like,
we
no
had
one.
That with Furby last time. We
like a
roundest
bat between my legs.
Yeah. like it just, like, it is just there. No one talks about it. It's the elephant in the room. We don't even want to discuss it. We that clearly know the scientist is not. Yes, seriously, the scientist is not that big. He just made himself with a large one.
Oh,
he's like,
oh,
I get
yeah.
to make this however I want.
Clear, guys. This chief scientist guy is distinctly average. He is the most average-looking man of his age that anyone has ever seen. He's average looks, average height, slightly balding, but everything else is just completely average.
It's not except the size the that matters. Yeah, it's not the size that matters, it's where you stick it. Everything's...
There you go, Cap. Carbon, I've made you an image.
Yeah,
that size of the motor, it's the motion of the ocean.
No longer a flying robot, I'm actually a...
Okay.
You're a walking robot.
Let's get Mr. Medman some clothes, and maybe, you know, if he would like to change his name to something different, that, you know. But I believe
call
we
me
do need
Medman. Just Medman as one word instead of Mr. Medman. It's Medman.
So it's Eminem.
No, it's Medman. Like Edmund, but Medman.
Medman. Okay. Group huddle, real quick, everybody.
Edmund. Anyway, I'm going to go fire me some clothes. Can I do like a roll for that? I mean, because I have no sense of taste or fashion, so this could be literally the first clothes I find, I'm just going to put it on.
Cartman, look in the chat.
I know, but it's got a roll for it.
You know you want to.
I know, I do, but I've got a roll for it, and it's got to come up on the roll.
No, he's just going to find some regular scientist's equipment here, because it's a... there's a lab coat.
Alright. Some slacks and suspenders then.
Right.
Just a lab coat's all you can find at the moment, so.
Oh, it's, like one it's of those enough... medical gowns, but like where the arse is showing.
Yeah, it's enough to. No, like an actual lab coat. It's enough to hide your modesty. But
okay.
You will need to look for clothes later on.
I'll figure that one out. I think I should be wearing just like, you know, the blue hospital gowns. But whenever you turn around, you see their
eyes.
Yeah,
fine. Yes, you can have one of those, but you've also got a lab coat.
Okay. I'm wearing a lab coat as well.
Right.
What you want to say then?
So, Josh, you said you had a plan, right?
Who, Josh?
Josh, fuck. Max Powers.
Are you okay? Do you need me to check you?
You're not in on this.
No, you're right.
You don't want Gertrude?
No, Gertrude's fine. Josh, fucking hell. Max, what was your plan?
Max,
can I just assume y'all are having this huddle over my unconscious body at the end?
Yeah. Like, quite a bit.
I'm just, like, drooling in my own vomit.
Mr. Medman is just trying, you know, get his clothes on, checking out his awesome, you know, lab coat that he's wearing.
Can
now,
we add, like, a little marker or, like, tint them one color or something so we can tell the difference between Medman and his identical clothes?
All right, okay. Yeah. Let's make this clear.
That
was so,
when you move.
All of you have moved towards the inn to have your group huddle, while the chief scientist is tending to the other chief scientist.
Just
he's explaining the anatomy and how it works.
Yeah, so
amazing. That's how it works.
Let me show you.
Man and the scientist,
we call this the circle jerk.
Yes.
Where's the biscuit?
I'll put the biscuit down. Let me show you how we do it.
Okay, so he's just showing him around his new body. Right, let's go to the group puddle at the end.
What is this hole in my behind?
Oh,
you're going to find out.
That's the glorious
hole.
That's the secret to pleasure, my friend.
So if I put this finger in where?
Right, enough of that. What's the plan?
Okay, I absolutely think that this guy is a fucking weirdo and is up to something weird. I say we off him, loot the shit out of this town, burn it to the ground, and get out of here and move on.
Okay, so your plan was shoot something. Nothing more elaborate? Okay. I think it's more about all the minds of every single person he's done this to are in these bodies. If we kill the bodies, we quite possibly kill everyone. He's
bad. Yeah, creepy ghoul lady, that's my prostate.
So why don't we remove them after we kill him? And
we have no idea how to do that. None. Look, none of them seem to really know what's happened to them, right? They're in a perfect town so that he can pretend that he didn't do anything.
But
he said that he hasn't told them about it at all, right? If he would have told them, he thinks they would have agreed. There's no evidence to support that. How much disruption do you think it would cause if we, say, alerted the entire town that their entire lives are currently a sham? That way we don't end up having to fight them, perhaps?
Or we could just end them all now.
Why would we kill innocent people, Max?
Hold on. Gertrude have idea.
Yes,
Gertrude have idea. They're one way in, one way out. We just cut cable on elevator.
Well, that would trap us and them in here.
We go outside first. Gertrude's stupid, but not that stupid.
Fair enough. My point is, do we really want to kill all the people he's hurt?
No kill, you just cut cable, they stay down and whatever.
Good.
And there's absolutely no way that we can get these synths out of here in any way to relocate them to a place where we can at least hide them from people to protect them to see what's going on.
We could get them out of here. That's my point. We could get them out of here and get back, but we can't get their minds out of their bodies. So I think starting a fight with the doctor when none of the synths around us know what's going on is a bad idea.
Then I say we should get the synths out of here, get the doctor distracted, and then put a bullet in his head.
Yes, sounds good.
Excellent.
First, though, I think we should let all the synths know that they are, in fact, synths, not people, and that they've been screwed with.
Let's get them out of here first, and then we could discuss that with them. I don't want the doctor to, you know, be attacked by all these synths if they, you know, decide to.
If they think this is the real town, we might have to tell them to get them to go.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say, darling, I would, from my experience, that telling someone something like that, you know, existential crisis and stuff,
could be very traumatic.
Usually ends really badly. So, I'd say, if they don't know their sense, I say we leave it like that.
Then how are we convincing them to leave the town? What do we say?
We say there's an emergency and we have to leave right now. Please follow us while we talk to the doctor. I will stay with the doctor and hold him at gunpoint.
They're
clearly in a box. I mean, there's got to be walls. I mean, we can literally show them, hey, you're in a box and there's this actual place.
Just show them the elevator.
But they don't need to know that they're not human. You know, we'll just leave that.
Or we could just say that we're taking them to a relocating them.
I'm saying we give them the choice that he says they'd instantly give. Give them the choice. If they want to stay here, they can stay here if they want. If they don't want to, they can leave. But they need to know.
But if not, this doctor's still getting offed.
Oh, for sure.
Well, we don't know if there's a safety measure either. I don't know much about this techie stuff, but I have seen that, you know, if you hit something hard enough, it can backfire. So if we kill him, they may get triggered and come at us.
I have a plan for that. Don't worry, my friend.
Friend, I think you're assuming too much. Makes an ass out of me and you. All right, but either way.
Don't worry. I will cover all bases while I talk to the doctor before raising my gun to him. I will make it seem like a very civil conversation.
Right, so
you didn't do that last time.
No, I will approach him slowly and say calmly, you know, we need
with the gun drawn.
No. We will
in his coat this time.
Right. Okay. So let's deal with the townspeople first and the doctor second. Yes.
You go deal with the townspeople. I'm going to go distract the doctor so he doesn't try to stop us from doing whatever we're doing.
Awesome. One second as you're right there. I've got to ask one thing. Is me and a doctor wearing the same clothes by chance?
Well, I don't think you're wearing any clothes at this point.
Because what I want to do is I kind of want to play a bit of a switcheroo. Like, so I want to be... As Josh comes to talk to me and the scientist, I want to be also, like sort of mimicking the scientist in a way. So he's not 100% sure which one's which.
Yes, I am the real
scientist. That's it.
It is truly me.
Now follow me to the nuclear real weapons.
Someone's doing some amazing art, I see.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
God.
Crossing swords, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to go pull the doctor aside to this northeast location over here. You go do what you need to do with the synths, and we'll go from there.
Real quick, before we kill him, can we see if he can do a paternity test?
I will ask him, yes.
What?
Right. Okay. So,
what all are you gonna ask? Like, Jesus, like, are you gonna have the gun out at this point?
No, I'm not gonna go up to him with the gun.
That being part of the plan kind of confuses me on, like, what you're gonna ask him.
Oh my god, you sound like my girlfriend. You need to calm the hell down. I'm not gonna have the gun out.
Oh, I don't believe he has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay, boy. So that Josh, was a good one, Wayne, again. Good one.
Okay, Josh, yeah. So Max heads over to the Chief Scientist and Mr. Medman, while Winnegan, Gertrude, and Billy Bob do what?
We're going to talk to some town people and mention that they're stuck inside a weird military base.
Alright, so you approach one of the townspeople in the marketplace. What do you say?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
We're from out of town.
Oh, yes, we know that.
Yes. Do you know...
You live in cardboard box.
I think it's metal.
That guy crazy! Made you robot! Get crazy!
Yeah, did you know about the elevator that leads to the place that isn't, you know, this giant underground bunker made to look like a town?
I'm sorry, young women. You're very loud friends and... strange-looking friends are very distracting. What were you saying?
The elevator that's just over there, the entrance to the town.
Yes, the elevator.
You are aware, then, that you live in the underground bunker, right?
Oh, of course.
And do you know that this is a creepy, perfect replica of a town that actually exists?
This town was created by the Institute. It is a perfect replica.
Have you or have you ever had the desire to drink motor oil?
No.
All right. I'm just like writing a check. I have a checklist. I'm just like marking it off. Like, okay.
I think your well dressed friend has spent a little too long the inn there.
He's always like that. The good doctor's taking people.
Well, Jess, friend. Oh, flattery. I checked that off on my...
Just watch out. She could be the nurse. We don't know. Yes. Well, you're aware that the doctor's taking people's minds and putting them in robot bodies, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
It's a massive improvement.
Am I speaking to real people or the Institute right now?
Yeah, you're talking to me.
I'm going to assume that's the latter. All right, Winnegan's just going to holler over. Max, they're all brainwashed as fuck. You're fine to do whatever you want.
Thank you.
Okay, so Max is over with the Chief Scientist.
So,
have you or had you not ever wanted to say beep bop, beep boop?
So, which one's which, Max? Are you going to talk to me or the scientist? Because we look exactly the same.
Oh, well, I don't care who dies at this point. Someone's going to die for this.
Who switched to German?
Oh, there's no need for deaths here.
Why are you doing this against people's wills? Why are you turning them into synths?
I think clearly what's going on there is not against their will. You can clearly see.
Well, have you
So they're all voluntarily doing this.
Yeah. Have you spoken to them? I can assure you, everyone down here wants to be down here. They understand why we're here.
But there's also ways of brainwashing and manipulating and, you know, controlling people, you know, to do things and compel them to do things that they feel is right for them, but is not right for the mass good.
I have no need to brainwash. And you speak to me of the mass good. Are you really considering what is best for the people? Have you really considered the implications of what's happening here? Think of it. A world without radiation sickness, a world without poison, without disease. A better world. A world where people can actually survive in this wasteland without the multiple hardships.
You do look around you. You do understand that this is one way of life, not the way of life.
Correct? But then also, I understand, but then look at your own companions. You travel with a ghoul and a mutant. That's living.
Oh, so you're disrespecting my friends because of how they are appearance.
It is a living testament to the hardships of this world. They have been changed by the sickness that is in this world, and I am taking steps to eradicate that. We no longer need to worry about this. We no longer need to fear about becoming something different, something we don't want to be. It removes that threat.
Gave her fucking super strength, you dick. That seems like an upgrade.
I look at this point. I look over to Winnegan. I go, Winnegan, do you give me the green light to do what I'm gonna do?
Well, I was sure. I was gonna stop.
Okay,
otherwise.
So you did you give the nod then, Winnegan?
Yeah, okay. He's not gonna stop
the
doing
second
this.
I see Winnegan nods, I'm gonna punch Max straight in the face.
Oh,
are you coordinated yet? You've had this bullet. No, like it's 10 like seconds.
I'm not silly. I
actually,
know there's
he
something
did get
going
an increase
on here.
In his unarmed skill.
Yeah, so I'm just all I want to do is basically try to punch him in the face. I'm all going to try to disarm him, so I'm going to punch him in the face to start with. So, is that a strength check, athletics check?
Let me just, you know what, I'm going to do these rolls for you. Okay. While you're in your new body until I get your new sheet set up.
Thank you.
And yeah, can I possibly dodge this attack, or do I get, like, absolutely no defense on this?
Depends if you saw it, because I acted second Winnegan Nate gave the nod.
But you just got this body, man. You're like... Yeah.
But you've got to understand from Mr. Benmore's point of view, I got this body that this scientist created. Technically, this scientist is now my new creator.
I am your god.
So you got to understand the exact relationship with me and this guy. That yeah, we're very close now. We're pretty much like brothers. Yeah.
We've touched tips, man.
We're touching tips.
Yeah, that means something.
So you pointing a gun at my brother, yeah, I'm going to punch you in the face, motherfucker.
Oh, you're going to punch me in the face?
Trying to. That's more of a distraction. Punch you in the face so you drop your gun or I can grab your gun. You know, that's all.
Right, roll and see.
Okay, well, listen to this. Bow down. You chose your maker. He never gives. He's always a taker. The electric burns. It fuels the fire. It's just your suicide messiah. He's dying.
That okay, depends cool. on the role.
Yeah, so what are you doing here, mate? Are you just going to punch him then?
Well, yeah, I want to punch him in the face, and then I want to try and take his gun off him, but let's just go for punch him in the face to distract him first. I don't want him to shoot my brother, so yeah.
Alright, no problem. Let's have a look.
Oh, this is going to go fun.
Some dude who gave you a facelift.
Right, so, punch in the head, roll.
Boom!
Alright, so your target was a 5. Yeah, you still don't have much in the way of strength, but you did manage to roll a 2. So Mr. Medman successfully punches Max in the face. What does an unarmed strike do?
Oh, come on, knockout blow. Knockout blow.
I think it's 2 hit dice.
Then. Actually, that depends. Can I actually knock him to the floor then in that punch if it's hard enough?
Unfortunately, no. You have successfully made contact with his face. However, given your new soft body, you misjudged the strength that would be required to actually hurt him. So you basically just put your hand onto his face. You do no damage.
Just like, meh.
Just like caress.
Reminds me of the Homer Simpson episode when he's training the box and there's a fly that lands on the boxing pad and he just taps it gently and the fly flies away.
Yes.
Okay, Cap, may I do an action and attempt to shoot this person in the this doctor in the face in between the eyes?
Oh, Jesus. So are we starting combat then in that case?
Well, I am in between you and the doctor, by the way.
There's no need for violence.
That's why I asked to do an action before I shoot the doctor.
Yeah, but I kind of feel I need to get in the way of that somehow, so...
No.
When you say you wanted an action before you shoot the doctor, you're asking me, I wanted an action before I shoot the doctor to shoot the doctor? And no. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
You want to step to one side.
Basically,
and then shoot the doctor.
Okay, I'll give you the scenario. What I want to do is take the butt of my gun, pop Mr. Medman in the face, knock him out, point my gun, and then shoot.
That's two attacking actions.
Or do I just shoot the doctor, and who cares if Cartman gets hit? Sorry, Cartman, no offense, but this guy needs to die.
Cartman's, like, behind the doctor. So
you put it back in the robot.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Right, I can't even move these because the amount of text you've all put on screen. I'm trying to move the characters around the map here, and all your drawings are getting in the way.
There's no need for violence.
For our dear listeners, it's just a bunch of big drawings. And a bunch of text I cannot.
How many assholes are on this ship?
Let's calm down. Let's just take this turn at a time. So. Mr. Medman,
in the future, nothing works.
Mr. Medman has put himself in between the scientist and Max because he's worried about Max hurting the scientist. He's tried to stop him a little bit by putting his hand up at his face in a punching motion and doing no damage at all. In the meantime, Billy Bob has made his way over to his copy in the medical room. And he's actually opened he's opened the pod where his copied body is. Why is Billy Bob doing that?
All right, I've got a plan for you, buddy. You see, there's a nurse up at the place like this that really needs to leave me alone. So I'm gonna need you to come with me. All right, I know you don't have mine, but I don't think you're going to need it with what she wants to do with you, so here, come on.
The Billy Bob copy just aimlessly takes the other Billy Bob's hand and wonders where it's told to wander.
We're in the middle of combat, I was holding hands on myself.
Just walked in elevator like, oh, don't give a shit about that.
Do.
Daddy, play with us, Daddy.
So, have Mr. Medman and Max Power now engaged in a little bit of PvP? What's Max's response to this?
To Mr. Medman punching me in the face?
Yeah, and James, sorry.
Can't really call it a punch in the face with zero damage. It's more like a stroke in the face.
Yeah. Doctor.
Oh, that's worse.
Doctor something or other, whatever James called him.
McMorning.
McMorning, sorry. He's currently trying to say to Max to stop. There doesn't have to be any violence here. He is... Well, I mean, you take it away.
There doesn't need to be violence. We can come to a reasonable agreement here. There's got to be a better outcome than bloodshed.
Okay.
I agree. This can be sorted.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going... Is the red dot the doctor or is that Medman?
You don't know which one's which.
Wait, which one's which?
Mr. Medman is the one that's in between you and the scientist.
Okay, so I would like to move right here to the south of the scientist, to talk to him face to face, man to man.
Okay, so you start walking.
Shoot.
You start walking towards the scientist, trying to walk past Mr. Madman. Is Mr. Madman letting you do that?
No, I'm going to block his way.
Alright, so
I can put
on
my hand out. Yeah.
Oh, the hand that you tried to punch me in the face with.
No, I'm not letting you pass. I'm not letting you hurt him.
Oh, Gertrude bored of this. Gertrude.
Fuck it. Hey, Monaghan has a bead on him from like right here, yeah. Oh, Gertrude, don't stand me.
Gertrude, go home, Gertrude.
Well, here's
Gertrude has a bead. Monaghan has a bead on him, correct? Like, this is Cartman, and this is the actual dude.
Well, here's what Max Power would like to do if Cap allows. I am going to take out my hunting rifle. I am going to get right up against Mr. Medman's body, naked or not, whatever, I don't care, and put the gun with my arm. With the gun over his right shoulder, my other arm going over his left shoulder, with my arms going around his neck, with the gun pointed at this doctor's face.
You're gonna.
It's not me that's to let you do that.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Medman is in your way.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm unarmed. I'm pretty much all I've got clothes on me. I wouldn't let you. I'm not gonna let you draw your gun. I'm just gonna put my hand on your
interest
gun. I'm like, no,
of
you're not drawing
this.
That, mate. I'm not letting you damage this person.
In the interest of ending this within the next 16 hours, Cartman's pretty occupied with Josh.
And at
right?
the same time, can I turn around to the side and say, I think you need to run, and tell him to basically run?
No. You're pretty occupied with Josh, I think. Max Power.
You still got a shot, even
time.
If he runs for the elevator.
Wait, sorry, Jay, what did you say about Max Power?
I should take that.
You're occupying Medman pretty well.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I think, Winnegan, seeing that this has taken two whole full minutes of back and forth leading nowhere, it's just going to take out a pistol, because, like...
Yeah, nobody's engaging the guy in conversation, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, no one's winning this argument. It's, I want to kill him, I don't want to kill him. Okay, cool. Winnegan, shoot him.
We can talk about this. There's a reasonable...
Your time to talk is over. There is no negotiation. You are dead.
At this point, Gertrude is angry and just going to roar, just for the sake of it, and be like, "You two both shut up."
Yeah, can I just shoot him, please?
No, because I'm going to, at that point, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to grab the scientist and start running
to the
elevator.
You don't have a psychic sixth sense, Cartman.
Oh my god.
No, but I've dealt with the scientist guy.
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to tackle Cartman at this point.
Fine.
You can try,
whatever,
but I'm
going to
contest
just...
that.
While you're contesting that, can I just shit him then? You can't stop two
different
people
because
you don't have spider sense.
I'm like famous.
Can the scientist just dive into the fucking bedroom at this point? Shit's kicking off. He's scared.
Yeah, we're doing this in order. Everybody's initiative rules.
Okay. Back.
So. Josh has decided to try and tackle Mr. Madman to the ground. So Josh, give me a unarmed against strength check.
Unarmed against strength. Oh.
Technically Jay would go first in initiative.
I don't know what my initiative is actually.
His attack is what's got us into the combat situation, so we'll go Josh first. Right, so Josh has tried to attack Mr. Madman and tripped up over his brand new feet, expecting there not to be any feet there.
Oh, fair enough.
Josh is prone next to Mr. Madman.
Oh, extra wide.
Extra thick.
Damn, boy, he's thick.
Help, I'm trying to tackle my friend with the
club. Right, let me just get the initiatives for the chief scientist and for Mr. Madman's new body. This should be...
Well, sorry, gang, I fucked that up. I was trying to take Hartman out of the way so we can end this.
Right, so they're both 13. So, yeah, Winnegan goes next.
Cool. You think a railway rifle would be too much?
No, not at all. Do it.
Sure. You know what? Do I have luck? You have one. I just want this done. Yeah, there we go. One success.
Final. No,
but
you
one
got failed.
Fail.
Oh, screw it. Yeah. Does that cancel out?
Is that going to be a miss?
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a miss. In fact, it's going to be a miss plus. You're going to expend two additional railway rifle rounds.
God damn it.
for the critical failure.
Oh, that's from the luck dice too, isn't it? That fuck.
So, Winnegan's now shooting in the air. Lots of railways, lots of railway spikes are flying over overhead. The chief scientist and Mr. Medman are next.
Can the chief scientist run to the cover of his simps?
Well, actually, I was going to say...
Yeah,
I was
you can run to them and you can activate them.
Do it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to aid him. I'm actually on this guy's side at the moment, so I'm going to aid him and just, yeah.
Cartman, is this because I made you do the Rickroll thing?
Kind of. And it's also, as I said, this guy did just give me a whole simp body, so I do...
But you have to understand, this is evil.
No, it's not, because I'm a robot, and robots are fine with me, essentially.
I'd say the doctor will be, like, speaking to his new brother. I'm like, we could have worked this out, I could have done something, I could have moved, I could have chained targets, we could have come to an agreement, but no.
Yes, the violence. We could have, but these idiots just don't understand the smartness of, the smart things in life.
Precisely.
We must get you to safety.
Okay, Precisely. But you have to realize, this is not the way of life, it is a way of life, and... No, yeah. He just.
But it's my way of life.
Okay, someone just kill him.
Get more into like the conversation about continuity of consciousness and what actually makes a human, all that kind of thing. That would be really
today
good if you could do that.
The philosophical episode. We debate the idea of consciousness, and
could somebody just kill this guy, please, before he activates the sense?
I am trying.
Yeah, go. Winnegan seem violently opposed to any kind of philosophical argument at the moment, so. The scientist has went up and activated his zombie synth versions of all of you, so you're now all fighting yourselves as well.
Apart from me, who's like protecting the doctor, like, getting in between, like, yeah.
Good.
So it is actually Mr. Medman's new body. It's your turn now.
We should have some kind of cool handshake, you know, like some secret handshake just for us.
I've got no weapons. I mean, my move is going to be...
die.
Does the doctor have anything he can give his new friend?
You can use your new anus to take a shit on something.
Can I turn around to the doctor and say, we must get you out of it? Do you have an escape tunnel?
It's just the elevator, so you're going to have to get past everybody.
Oh, well, so my idea of let's just cut the fucking cable would have worked.
So is our only way to freedom through the group?
Fuck you. Yeah, but luckily you've got some zombie sense there on your team now.
Fuck. I don't want to go through the group, though. Like, that's a bit of a shit.
What are the rest of the simps doing?
Well, if you choose to save the village...
what are the villagers...
Then you're going to go into combat.
What are the villagers doing?
All you need to do is turn the signal off. You know, killing this guy is actually very optional. What you got
He's
to do.
Just going to turn it back on.
You could have asked
him. He still wants to do this.
You could have asked him. You didn't ask him that.
Okay, yeah, so whose turn is it, and what is who doing?
Well, it's Cartman's turn, Mr. Redman.
Sorry. Okay. Okay, then my turn is what can I do?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your new hands.
Fuck you.
Yep, you're naked and unarmed, so do what you want to do.
Very tricky.
Can I, like, as I'm prone, like, just, like, punch him in the dick?
No, because we...
It's your turn next.
Oh my god. Can we... Yeah, okay. Can we get this, all the simps as well, like, make a wall in front of us? It'd be, like, our protection.
You can on their turns.
But it's my turn at the moment. Okay, so I'm... See, my idea was that we just, you know, either run for the elevator, but that's a bitch. Can we?
I mean, it may be your better idea.
I know, yeah. Pretty much. Wait,
I would say elevator. we should fucking bolt at this point.
Okay, so I think that's going to be what we do: run for the elevator and just have to roll for it and hope for the best.
Yeah, well, you don't have to roll there because I mean, Josh is prone next to you. You can just run by him.
Cool, can I give him a little kick in the ribs as well on the way by?
That will be an action.
Okay, I won't go
unarmed
do that
attack.
Yeah, can I step on him as I run over him?
Hold on. Hunting humans ain't nothing. They're like scared little rabbits. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run. Run, rabbit, run.
Just
okay.
What?
Just grab the scientist and run.
It's from House of a Thousand Corpses, Rob Zombie.
Okay.
Cool.
So yeah.
So
run for the elevator.
Yeah, Mr. Madman starts running towards the. I'm going to say you get to the west side of the circular marketplace. So, Mr. Madman to there. In that turn.
Did the scientist not come with me?
He does well. I mean, he took his turn already. He activated the synths.
Scrum is out of the way now. Nice.
Good, sir. I didn't know how an action, but fair dues. I'll have to just leave that as it is.
All right. So, Josh.
Yes, Max Power gets up, dusts himself off, does not point any weapon at the doctor, and kindly asks him to turn them off, and we can come to a civil decision.
You've fired at me. Your companion has fired at me. You pointed a rifle at me repeatedly now. It's gotten very
You have to understand, I'm a wastelander. I am very cautious. I am very suspicious. I don't waste no time. I don't pull no strings. You know, I don't get shit talked to. So, let's get down to the point. Turn the synth off, and we will talk.
I will not turn them off, but I will not make them, or will not ask them to attack. I'm willing to talk, but I will keep them up for security. Surely.
Yeah. Josh's copy moves in between the two of them.
Surely, oh, God, you can, come on.
Surely you can understand that, given the situation. I'm willing to talk, but I need safety.
I'm at this time requesting that you turn them off, we talk about this civilly, and nobody dies.
There's no need for death, regardless. I need them for safety.
No. We need guns for safety. We will not use our weapons. You do not use your synths. Deactivate them.
As you can clearly see, I'm not actively using them. Has your better part torn you to pieces yet? No.
Could you ask mine to step aside so that we could talk face to face, man to man?
So you can simply point another rifle at me, or to
no.
give your companion time to, well, maybe improve her aim, though from what I've seen, that's unlikely.
I am asking this one final request, and if you feel that it is not honored, then you can do what you feel fit.
I'm leaving them active for safety, but I am still willing to talk. I'm not going to request that they attack you. They will simply be there for insurance. As you say, you're a wastelander. I'm certain you can understand the necessity for insurance.
You're clearly hiding behind something, so you're obviously up to something evil.
We already know what he's doing,
Hold on.
Why are we asking what he's doing?
Hold on. I am going to ask to move one step to the left. For right now.
Billy Bob just propped a chair and just started drinking again. Like, well, if we're going to be here a while,
Gertrude,
might as well.
Do you want to play some cards?
I just would like to take one step to the left to see what the synth does.
Do you guys know goldfish?
You want a dish?
Oh, good. Yeah. Do you have any tubes?
They're fish? Where are the fish, though?
Okay, you don't know goldfish. Wait again.
Okay, so the synth moves.
You said about goldfish. Where fish?
I'm going to point my hunting rifle at this motherfucker and try another shot.
Oh, God.
All right, Josh uses his turn to shoot at who?
The doctor.
All right, roll it.
Ah!
Not only did he fail, but he crit failed jamming your rifle for another turn. You won't be able to use your rifle next turn.
I know I should have used a laser pistol.
Okay.
Alright, Josh's copy has the same initiative as him, so Josh's copy is next.
Oh god.
I was waiting for that, yeah. I was just about to ask what the copy's going to do.
The copy happens to also have Josh's machete. So.
Give it to me.
Oh,
it also
the copy
Josh's
swings
luck.
The machete at his doppelganger. But unfortunately, you see it coming, you dodge it. It's a miss.
Thank you.
Next on the turn schedule is Billy Bob. Billy Bob and Billy Bob. What does Billy Bob do?
So, Wayne, again, do you have any fives?
No. Perfect.
Just sitting there playing. It's just you, Winnegan, and Gerdrian, and your replica all sitting there playing Go Fish.
Oh, our replicas playing?
Yeah, get the replicas in on this.
Our evil pawns. Actually,
Billy Bob's
wait, did the doctor tell him? You can just like the synth Billy Bob just like looked to the doctor like, can I play? And the doctor's like, all right, you can go play. He trots on over and he's
part just stay where I can see you.
Billy Bob is playing cards with the rest of you.
They're absolutely going to count. Card count, they're robots, man.
Yeah. The Gertrude's turn is next.
What's Gertrude going to do then?
Oh, Gertrude still no see fish. Where fish?
Okay, Gertrude, I'm not going to look at your hand because that's cheating. But you need
okay.
To.
Okay, so as real
wanna,
Gertrude,
you
want to
duel up
with it. Copy Gertrude is actually attacking Josh.
Oh!
Is attacking Max.
That's
you motherfuckers!
You did this! You got yourself in this!
With the perfect copy of Gertrude's trusty frying pan, it hits Max. For 5 physical damage, which is a. Oh, actually, do you have any physical resistance, Max?
Where would I see that?
On your armor page. Let's have a look. I'll check for you. Support. You do not have any physical resistance, so that's a crippling hit.
So I'm down to 5. Great. Thanks, guys, for...
Yeah, and it's damaged your left arm, so you won't be able to use any two-handed weapons.
Does his hunting rifle count as a two-handed weapon?
It does, yes. We're back to Winnegan.
Oh, excuse me for 1 second, and Winnegan's just going to walk to here. That's alright.
Yep, Winnegan walks away from the card table.
Here.
And as she does, I like peek under her cards that's like under... What she said.
Oh, yeah.
She that's had the queen.
Bad.
You don't even know how to play.
I'm just going to take another shot with a railway rifle.
Alright, you shoot at the scientist with the railway rifle.
No!
No successes. You've rolled a 10 and a 14. You were looking for a 9, so you're quite
yep.
close. But
and then
I'm just
going to walk back and shoot back.
Whizzes past his ear.
Like you're trap shooting in England. Like, oh, Talio, good shot, boy. Good shot. Yes, good.
That was a bust. Let's see if the game's any better.
Wendigan's copy jumps in front of the scientist and fires a 10mm pistol at regular Wendigan.
If you have my luck, you're also going to miss, so I think that's fine. Crit fail, yes. Yes, see exactly what I was talking about.
The gun unfortunately just falls apart in her hand, apparently not a very well made 10mm pistol.
Just the
so
clip falls out.
clip just falls out the bottom of it. Apparently she never loaded it once she came out of her pod. So this is a little bit embarrassing fight for both fronts at the moment. So the chief scientist starts running and
he's booking it.
Catching up with Mr. Mayman. Going towards the elevator.
What are the rest of the townsfolk doing? Because there's like gunshots and shit going off around them at this point.
They're not doing anything at the moment, but you can activate them as well.
Can the chief scientist try and get them to go with him? Like, if he's trying to book it, he's going to take his quote-unquote perfect people with him.
Yes, you can. Every townspeople in the area, including the ones inside the inn, they all start just following along with the chief scientist in lockstep. I'm going to say there's like somewhere between, I don't know, like 8 and 15 of them.
Nice. Can I have them make a wall around me?
No, they're just following
you. Okay, that's fine. Cool.
All right, Mr. Maidman.
Yeah, I'm just going to carry on for the elevator. I'm just going to try to sort of protect the doctor. Just try and sort of, you know, make sure he gets to the elevator okay.
Excellent. You're now holding the elevator door open for the scientist.
That's it.
Brilliant. Josh, what are you doing?
Am I laying on the ground? Am I standing and sitting up? What am I doing?
You're standing, your arm is hurt, and you're currently surrounded by two synth copies. One that looks like you, and one that looks like Gertrude.
And I'm the one with the blue dot, correct?
Yes.
Well, guess who is going to fucking die? This doctor is going to get shot in the back of the head, hopefully with my laser pistol.
Let's see if you can hit him first.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, no.
You're a critical fail like again. How many 20s have been rolled in this battle?
The last three rolls.
Your laser pistol overheats in your hand and the back of it just blows off of it.
For our viewers, there's a, like, almost a quarter chance of Josh hitting the shot with his laser rifle. There's less than a 50% chance of me hitting with my pistol. That's how this game works. Shooting something is a fucking rarity.
Josh's copy responds to that by firing by trying to attack him with his machete again.
Is it going to be another miss?
I fucking think so, probably. Let's find out.
Motherfucker!
First hit this last two episodes.
Does another 3 physical damage to you.
How are you looking on
health? I see the light! I can see the light!
Yeah, are you down, actually?
I'm 2.
Actually, 4.
I'm a 2.
4 damage, because it's
you're
piercing.
2 health points.
I have 1 okay. damage left. 1 is the loneliest number. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, because he's got piercing 1, so he's actually got 4 damage done to him.
So when's Gertrude's clone's turn? This is the guy standing next to him.
It's Belly Bob's turn.
All right, you handsome devil. Do you have any... Queen?
I'm pleading with you, Billy Bob. Please kill this guy. Do not let him escape.
No. I'll let this role play out. So as I say this, he holds up his hands, and out of his hands falls a bunch of extra cards. I'm like, you cheating son of a bitch! And I pull out my 10mm and I shoot him in the face.
You shoot him in the face.
The Billy Bob Firewater.
So you just shoot yourself in the face.
We need to stop this.
I'm mad. He was cheating at Goldfish.
Okay, Billy Bob. Fire your gun at the copy of yourself.
Oh, fuck.
And I failed at that. I am 2 feet away from this guy. I guess I'm still pretty buzzed. Like, I'm shooting wildly out here.
Gertrude, what are you doing?
Failure.
What about synth?
Oh yeah, Billy Bob synth, actually. You're good point. I was just moving on to the next person. Yeah, so Billy Bob returns fire. God, flicking between all these character sheets is a nightmare. Hold on a second.
Too bad I gotta kill you. You make me so proud. It's like my son. That is garbage. Same. That is absolutely
this
garbage.
This is what the doctor's saying.
This is bullshit. Hold on. There's no way.
Returns fire at real Billy Bob and hits him for 3 physical damage.
That's what the doctor's saying. That the improvement.
He crit success and got a normal success. Garbage.
They're the better versions of you. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, this chief scientist is running away, but very, very proud of his creations.
He's just like, I fucking told you.
Wiping tears from his eyes. He's just so proud.
Okay, Gertrude.
I feel weird that Gertrude's being the only pacifist here. Yeah, quite happy to have just let everyone talk and poked around and shit, but no, you
well,
have to go fucking cause problems.
He just blew my ear off. You mind taking care of him?
Which one?
Uh-oh. Be very careful with
that one. And I point, and at the same time, the other one points at me.
Now, would it be fair to roll a 50-50 on this to determine which one Gertrude
which one
hits?
Which one do I hit?
I kind of like that idea, but I'm going to leave it obviously up to Cap.
Which one do I hit? Which one do I kiss?
Stupid and funny. They're both so handsome!
I mean, Gertrude, it's up to you, Cap. What do you reckon?
I'm going to say that, yeah. I think Gertrude knows which one's which. It's been really, like, you've been in both of their presence the entire time.
But also, just gonna, you since know, it looks like a more human behind. Version of me, I would say, like, they actually, unlike the other ones, they look vastly different.
Yeah, it's a more humanized version, so it does look different.
He's going to call over to the doctor. Gertrude, sorry for this. And use the shock baton.
Oh!
Shock baton, nice.
It's a crit. And
is that double-handed?
The shock baton, no. It's a one-handed one. So, melee weapon, one-handed. You're looking for 13. You hit 13 on one of them, but you also got a crit success, giving you 3 successes. That gives you 2 AP back. So you're back up to 5 AP. And you want to roll your damage on that?
I will do.
Oh, 6. Look at that. 6 energy damage. Billy Bob's max HP was
14.
Hey, that's almost half. Very good shot there. Gertrude's copy is surprisingly protective over the Billy Bob one. And instead of attacking Josh again, can't quite make it to Gertrude in this turn, so she comes to the edge of the tree. And she throws the frying pan at Gertrude. So let's see how she does that. She throws, in a rage at seeing you hurt her version of the Billy Bob. She unfortunately misses entirely when she throws the frying pan, but she has managed to get closer. So, no change there. And we're back to Winnegan.
Well, here we go again.
Also, Winnegan, I saw your hand. You did have a fire. You lied! Cheater.
If your clone had cards up its sleeve, so did you. They are all possessions, genius.
Well, no, I cheated, you know, the normal way, by looking at your cards.
Alright, so I'm going to take another shot at Science Boy.
Another shot at Science Boy. Go on, hit your weapon.
Nope. Alright, back to playing Goldfish.
Yeah, the doctor, the scientist is one
so
lucky
close as well. You managed to roll 2 tens, yeah. And your target was 9. So the scientist is feeling very, very lucky just now. He's running and hands above his head, he's dodging, just railway spikes have been going past him, like, every
he's
turn.
He's hands above his head, I'm imagining like, his hands waving in the air.
He lets out a really like high-pitched,
I kind of just thought of the captain from the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie where the ship is like exploding around him and he's just calmly walking out because he's just that lucky.
The Winnegan copy, not happy with not having a gun anymore, closes the distance on Winnegan Reel and gets a switchblade.
Oh, come on, we both know I'm going to miss.
Yep.
Yes, there we go. Winnegan luck.
And of course, your Winnegan copy has came out. It must have came out of the pod too early. Downloaded its weapon and is tripped over herself when coming at you with a switchblade, and now lies prone.
I don't know about you. But I'm beginning to feel like this TTRPG might not have a good balanced combat system. I'm just got a niggling suspicion that missing 90% of attacks is not.
This is, you should call this the curse of Addison May, because this is what's happening.
No. This is just the game being made to be like this.
So, that is the end of it. The scientist makes it to the elevator with Mr. Medman. The door closes behind the two of them, the twins, as they leave the building.
Oh, and the townsfolk. He takes his people with him.
Yeah. with the townsfolk, as many townsfolk as could fit in. In fact, all of them do fit in. So the townsfolk, Mr. Medman, and the scientist all climb into the elevator. The doors close behind them. And as the doors close and you hear the mechanism of the elevator rising up, all of the synths that are attacking you just drop to the floor.
Do you think we can turn the turret on from in here?
Is she good? When again has no clue that the turret's broken.
Because Gertrude was behind the building. When again didn't see that.
Yeah, like Gertrude's like kicking the remains of it from behind, like dropping it and kicking it from behind.
You might want to check the computer, see if you can turn off the signal though.
Carmen, you're not here anymore.
Yeah,
Gertrude's gonna go smash.
The sweet embrace of death in the wasteland. Well? Just what I needed to complete my collection of near death experiences. Someone please tell my Pip I said it owes me a refund.
Yeah, so all the synths that have fallen to the ground, they're all not moving anymore. The rest of the synths have left with the Doctor and Mr. Medman. So you're currently in an empty town with this computer.
Does the elevator still work?
See, how can the Doctor break the elevator?
Well, I mean, you can check on the elevator once you're ready to leave if you want.
God will destroy the place.
Yeah, I'll go check the elevator before we go burning the place down. Hold on.
I mean, Gertrude, never mind. I was about to say, we could use this as like a hideout kind of place or whatever, you know, something, but, yep, you seem to already be, doing that, so, yep, never mind. Forget it.
All right, so, Josh, give me a repair roll. Alright, you have a look at the elevator. You don't know if it still works. You want to try pressing the button?
Yes.
Alright, you press the button, and you can hear the elevator start coming down again. The scientist did nothing to the elevator once he left. So you didn't need to check the elevator to see if it worked. You could have just pressed the button.
Whatever. Burn this fucking place to the ground. Let's get the fuck out of here. Find the scientist and kill him.
Alright, so you decide to set fire to the information core. You blow all that up. Destroying the information core shuts down the signal, stealing the settler's memories, and effectively has ended the threat against the town. You all pile back into the elevator, make your way back up to the surface. Unfortunately, the scientist, his synths, and the Mr. Medman clone is nowhere to be seen.
Winnegan, do you have like a recall switch for that thing, you know, or are we just kind of out of luck without a Mr. Handy now?
To be honest, he betrayed us the moment he met someone who had something he wanted, so I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, and we kind of saw he wanted way more than just the body after he got in it, so...
About 10 seconds.
That was kind of hard to watch at times, actually.
While we're doing this, as I'm like laying here on my deathbed and my eyes are barely open, could someone possibly... like, he'll help kill me.
Well, you've only got a broken arm at the moment. Don't worry about it.
You're I have one HP!
He's like saying that, and it he just kind of looks up, and I'm like waving the Salisbury steak in front of his face, like, hey. Still got her. It's kind of warm now. I've been sitting on it.
That's more than fine. May I please have it?
Absolutely. The preserved one. No. The regular one.
They're both radioactive, aren't they?
Double.
No, the preserved one isn't.
Okay, so does that give me back?
It gives you radiation damage. Killing
you get five instant health, but then you get 2 radiation damage.
Alright, and that brings you to the end of this particular part of the story.
Hold on. Before we end, Billy Bong Water and I made a promise. We are switching guns.
Alright. Thank you, sir. I'll take this. I appreciate it. Also, I don't know how long... I don't really know how long that Salisbury steak has been in my pocket. I do think it was there when I was a Texas Ranger. If you give me the runs, it's not my fault. And I just kind of like scamper off.
And I'm just like scarfing it down. Like, rah, rah, rah. I don't give a shit. It's food. It's giving me HP, you know?
All right. So you're outside. Like I say, that's the end of this particular story. You've ended the threat to the town. Nobody's going to be losing their memories anymore. And you've also completely burned down an entire Institute facility. Unfortunately, the Institute scientist got away and you lost a party member in the process. Winnegan is going to head back to the vault to report the findings to Overseer Hamilton himself. Are the rest of you going to be going with her?
Yes.
Which would go with.
Alright, so we'll pick this up in the debriefing of the mission. And we'll also be doing a level up as well. So we'll level up all your characters.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta go back into my roll 20. I just closed out.
Not right now.
Yeah, not right now. Don't worry about it. So we're going to level up your characters and we're going to start. And we're going to get back to the vault where Overseer might have another job for you. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.